Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Biff Tannen from Back to the Future, Draco Malfoy, Harry Potter, Regina George from Mean Girls. Those are just a few of the famous bullies immortalized on the screen. This intimidating, at times scarring, presence has been the bane of school years since the beginning of time. Did you have one growing up? Perhaps you were a bully? Maybe. What stories could you tell about bullies? Well, that is the theme of this month's In a Nutshell Storytelling Showcase, taking place this Friday, August 29th at the Sophia in Sacramento. Two of this month's featured performers join us today. Corey Rosen is a storyteller and host of the Moth Story Slam, and Kimberly Joy is a storyteller, a host, and a fundraising coach. Both join us today, and we are also joined by Keith Lowell Jensen, one of the creators of In a Nutshell. Welcome to you all.
Woohoo.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Nice to be here.
Woohoo indeed. Okay. So I want to start off with a little bit of your backgrounds, Corey and Kimberly. Corey, I'll start with you. What brought you to storytelling in the first place? What is your story into storytelling?
That's a great question. My entry into storytelling is probably like most people's. I grew up just listening to stories, listening to my family, listening to people around me telling and sort of explaining their lives through the stories that they told. And over time, that just became a passion of mine. I loved to be around people telling their stories, listening to their stories, and eventually having the confidence to tell my own, whether that was just in small groups, in private, or on stages like The Moth.
We have a clip, actually, of your first performance at The Moth. Before we dive into it, what was that experience like for you?
Terrifying. It was truly exhilarating and terrifying. I think it's both things. There's something really interesting about storytelling as a performing art versus storytelling as a human skill or things that we do all the time. Because when we get on stages and tell our stories, it's keeping kind of both of those feelings. It's keeping the personal nature of this is something that happened to me and this is my experience of it. And then there's also that sort of confessional, being in public and telling that to other people. So going on stage, having my name drawn at the, what this is a clip from, was the very first Moth Story Slam, which is a live event that we do in San Francisco and Berkeley every month. And I happened to get drawn the first time. I think I was the fifth or sixth storyteller that show. And I had to go up on stage and face an audience of complete strangers. I went there by myself. I didn't even have a friend that I came with. I just went alone and sat in a section with a bunch of people I didn't know that all seemed to know each other. And that's what it felt like to be in that situation.
And you talked about your uncle, Norman. We're going to play a short clip. It's like a 6.5 minute performance, and we don't have the time. Unfortunately, on Inside, I listened to the whole thing. It was wonderful, but we're going to give people a little teaser. So take a listen.
So let me tell you a little bit about Norman first. Norman was a real character. Norman was very tall, which was a huge anomaly in my family. We're all normal Jewish height, sort of the cutoff, the 5'8", 5'9", cutoff. And Norman was like 6.5 feet. He had giant glasses and giant ears and a giant nose, and he would tell these stories. And oh, Corey, I gotta tell you about this wonderful movie that I saw. It was called Seven, but it was so dark, Corey. It was dark. I mean, this is a dark movie. And when the movie was over, I was looking for my sunglasses. I had my sunglasses on, Corey. He would tell these stories about these things. And Norman was a teacher. He spent his life teaching English in high schools, and he never married.
And that is just a little bit of it. Why do you think storytelling in this way, in front of a live audience, is such a palpable, valuable communication style? Because, I mean, I can just feel you receiving, you know, the engagement from the audience.
Yeah, that's a great observation, because I think for me, that's the best thing about this as a performance medium, but also just as a communication format, which is the idea that we are storytellers. We're all storytellers. We're always telling stories all the time. And there's the story as it happened. There's the story as we remember it. And then there's the story kind of as we tell it, which almost always, like almost every time, changes a little bit depending on who's listening to it. You know, like we notice, we observe the people that we're telling it to, and are they engaged? Are they nodding? Are they smiling? Are they confused? So it's always for me this threshold between the story that I plan to tell and the story that shows up. And that to me is the biggest difference between, say, theater as a performing art, where you are learning and memorizing specific words, and storytelling, which is that it's truth. It's truth filtered, let's just say, but it's also a truth, and it's also a truth as shows up when we tell it to other people.
Well, Kimberly, I want to turn to you. Tell us about your storytelling journey.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for having me here. I'm very excited. And by the way, Corey was the host of the very first story I told at the Moth.
I remember.
Oh, you do? That's so, I'm honored about that. Okay. So I got into storytelling. It's always been a part of my upbringing, just much like Corey said. My grandparents were storytellers in through the Bible and through spirituality. And then we, you know, continued on just sitting around at the table, uncles, aunts, cousins would just tell stories, the same stories over and over again, to remind us of, you know, how mischievous somebody was or how awesome or powerful somebody was. My father, there's this story about my father breaking the jaw of it started as a Doberman Pinscher. And by the time I got older, it was a pit bull who was ready to attack him. So, you know, so this Herculean story of my dad continued to grow in yarn. And then, of course, I have a very, very prominent and famous storyteller in my family. And I've been encouraged by kind of stepping in and doing that, watching her kind of soar in life and just feeling really empowered by that. So one of my friends, because of my storytelling at gatherings, told me to get on the Moth stage. And I did. And I put my name in, praying that I wouldn't get picked until the third storyteller. And then by the third storyteller, I was praying that I would get picked. And I did. I was the seventh storyteller. And I told a story about my mother's love for birthdays. And it was right after she passed. So her presence, her emotion, her true love for birthdays was like very palpable. And it happened to be like 12 days before my own birthday.
What so shifted within you during that first performer to that third one when, you know, apprehension, maybe even dread turned into excitement and wanting to get up there?
I saw their courage and I understood myself as a courageous person. And I understood what it meant to stand on that stage. Like I began to see myself and imagine myself on that stage, kind of standing in my courage. And I had to do it. And then I became hooked.
Yeah. And both of you will be here on Friday for In a Nutshell. Keith, you are one of the creators of In a Nutshell. It started earlier this year, has been going strong. And what Kimberly is really getting to is, you know, the power of oral tradition and passing it down from generation to generation, as Kimberly laid out with her own family. What do you think the special sauce is with In a Nutshell that keeps people going month after month?
Well, it's curated. We just kind of looked at what was already out there and not what we wanted to do better, but we wanted to do different. What we could offer someone else wasn't necessarily offering. So ours is very curated. We have a sideshow that's less curated, more free for all. We not only know what storytellers we bring out, but we ask some hints about what story they're going to tell so that we can match them up well with other storytellers and, you know, put them with the right theme. And then time limit is a big one as well. I tell the storytellers, I want your story to be as long as it is. And so, you know, they might say, well, this story's only 8 minutes. Is that okay? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. And then, you know, J.P. Frary has told a 45-minute story on our stage, which surprised even him that it was 45 minutes. But it was 45 minutes that no one noticed it was that long because it was so good. Nobody was enraptured. So yeah, I do think we have something special. And the other thing is that Sacramento is just so hungry for it. Like, there wasn't anything quite like it in town, and people are just thrilled to have it here.
So this month's theme is bullies. Kimberly, was that an easy prompt for you to go with, or did you take some marinating?
No, absolutely. I'm a Black woman that grew up in Boston, Massachusetts. Bullying through the guise of racism is very typical in my life. And this story is one that where I finally just said no more. And I'm excited to tell it because I do believe it's very important. And I'm very excited that In a Nutshell is doing this story because this theme, because I think it's so important that we learn how to lean into our power and our courage and say no more. And especially with the politics as it is and people who are emboldened to punch down, we get to punch up. We get to punch up and stop the madness, period.
And punch back.
And so we only have about 30 seconds or a minute left. But Corey, can you give us a little teaser of what you're planning to talk about on Friday?
A little bit. I mean, I have a weird thing. This is radio, so people can't see me. But I tend to be, I don't know if I have a punchable face or what. But I've been
you
bullied
do not.
A bit, including as an adult. I was punched in the face, dropping my kids off at school by another kid's mom. That's a true story. So maybe we'll hear about that. Maybe we'll hear some other things, and we'll learn some survival instructions for how to deal with or be a better bully.
Yeah. Well, Keith, I'll leave the last word to you.
I did just want to say Corey is also an author, and we'll have his book there. If you come early at 6 o'clock, we have a book event, and we're going to have a Q&A with another author that we have on there, and Brian Copeland. So it's going to come early, and there'll be stuff in the lobby that's going to be a lot of fun.
Wonderful. Come early, 6 o'clock, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, Corey, Kimberly, and Keith, thank you for joining us. It's going to be a great time on Friday.
Can't wait.
So excited.
Thank you so much. I'm excited.
Keith Lowell Jensen is one of the creators of In a Nutshell. Sacramento audiences can take in the storytelling powers of Corey Rosen and Kimberly Joy this Friday at the In a Nutshell Storytelling Showcase at the Sophia. The theme is bullies. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.